Hello, this is Kisakola, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Thank you. Benghazi's Cherry Coke today on Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, you've missed a great conversation. I'd strongly suggest you go check out the archives at gynomusic.fm. Welcome back, Ansley. We have a little bit more time to catch up right now. And since you've given me such great music to check out today, I think I'm just going to come to you anytime I need some new recommendations. Is that okay?
Sure thing.
All right. Yeah. We've had a very poignant discussion about some very relevant issues that Indigenous youth continue to face, particularly in Canada. And the music that we're listening to today is from the Spirit to Source soundtrack. Ansley, let me ask you this. Where can people find more information about the documentary?
Tanya has her, if you just Google Spirit to Soar documentary soundtrack, everything comes up on her website, their website, and links to the fund, the Spirit to Soar fund, which we've been gathering money for. All the sales from the soundtrack as well go towards the funds that directly funds these programs for Thunder Bay youth so that they can continue to have safe havens outside of school in these different programs and Indigenous run programming. So it's fantastic. If you get a chance and have extra funds, I highly recommend, putting some funds towards that, because it really benefits the kids directly.
Everything is going for a great cause, and I can't speak well enough about the way in which you were able to musically tell the story of what's going on up in Thunder Bay. Ansley, before we do get off the line today, what other kind of future projects you have going on right now?
Yeah, I've got my album is coming out this year, She Fell From the Sky, which is this 11-track story about Sky Woman sort of making her way through the past, through colonization, through genocide, through the destruction that we're kind of all feeling now, and then coming through it on the other side, building sort of an Indigenous world on the other side. So I'm digging into that fully right now and hoping to begin the rollout in the next month or two. So I'm very excited to have that out in the world. It feels like it's the right time. And I can't wait for people to listen. Yeah.
This is a story you had intended to put out already, but the pandemic kind of slowed everything down. Is that right?
It sure did. My ticket sales for the show that I was going to do were supposed to go on sale the day after the lockdown was announced.
Oh.
So I made the decision at that time to just hold it back.
Sure.
Until there was space. And then Leanne's album came out, Theory of Ice, which I helped right. And it did so well. I'm so glad that album was well received. And we wanted to just give it space to live and breathe, right? So, and no matter what, releasing any album takes a lot of energy, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's not something a lot of us have extra of right now. So I feel like I finally have that. The time feels really right. And that's been the case with this album, which is really interesting. Like, as much as I'd like to make conscious decisions to sort of, you know, even when I was doing things like, you know, working with the mixes with my producer or when they mastered it, people came with ideas of how to work with this album, and the album just kind of went, no, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it this way. It's a living, breathing thing at this point, entity, cool. You know, so to speak, to not get too out there. But so it's feeling more like it's time. And yeah, here we go.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait, Ansley. Where can people find more of you at?
Just find me on Bandcamp. That's my favorite place to be posting things. Follow me there as well as on Instagram. So Ansley Simpson will bring up absolutely everything on me. And that's, that's where you can find me.
It's been an absolute pleasure getting caught up with you again. I hope not as much time lapses before we get to chat.
Oh, sounds good to me. I'm happy to come back and chat with you anytime. Always a pleasure.
And thank you so much, Ansley, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Miigwech again. Bama pi.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm barely sleeping as it is. The night comes out to swallow me whole. There's no more whiskey keeping peace. There's no more trouble than my soul. I'm barely breathing as it is. Through smoke from fires you left ablaze. And I watched you slowly fade to black. And I drank to drown this burning rain. Send a runner, find out. The dawn comes out and warms my bones. There's no more whiskey stealing peace. There's no more trouble than my soul.
Ani, it's Ansley Simpson, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Don't go out in the rain. Don't go out in the night. It happens every day. They just vanish from sight. Don't go walking alone. Speak to who you don't know. They've been finding your sisters in the Red River. In the Red River. Don't go out without your brother. They've been calling your name. See that truck at the corner. See that look on his face. We've got so much to fear. Down on the highway of tears. They've been finding your sister. In the Red River, in the Red River.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nb1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
I know you're listening from the driver's seat of that old Ford. And I know you miss me. Your pride must be sore. Wearing an outfit from her mother's store. She's living a lie her heart can't afford. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong.
She'll never love me, but she'll always love my songs. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my songs, my songs. But I don't wanna fight, and I can't find my days, love, as I'm searching at night. She just wants a folk song, not anything more. She just wants a folk song, one she can adore. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.